Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Reading through it, I think initially I said it was a blind date. It actually was a setup date where, Deshaun and this young person, or this young woman, had met each other out in public. And then this whole situation transpired at her apartment, allegedly. But this, again, the time frame is October of 2020. There is plenty of speculation that this might not fall under the previous settlement that the NFL had with Deshaun that cost him 11 games 2 years ago. But there were two things, because one of the biggest bits of conjecture is whether the league would treat this as a new thing and what that would mean from the Browns side.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, certain Browns fans have already been on our Twitter mentions. At Nick Wilson says, at...
Oh, are you going to do the thing where you don't know my Twitter handle after 8 years?
At Jay Peterlin?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. I can be better than that.
Yeah.
At Jay Peterlin, social media reactions on X.
You know, yesterday during the pregame, I was like, it's at Nick Wilson says, like, no hurry up, no anything, like, you know, whatever.
Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We're friends.
Yeah.
We're boys.
Yeah,
we can do better. I will do better.
No, it's okay. I'm just messing with you.
I think with this, I do think what's interesting is we've had fans get at us and say, perfect opportunity to void this contract and move on. And I think that's a totally understandable take to have, given the way the last 2 years have gone and given the way Sunday went.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of unknowns in this, though. And the first thing I thought, because the first of the two things I thought as we were sitting here in the break.
Yeah.
One, would the league let you or let the Browns void this deal, knowing how mad the league and the other owners were when you gave the guy the first guaranteed contract in NFL history?
Are you voting like they want to be able to void this deal as if to help the Browns out or is it just to punish the Browns for this?
Yeah, you made your mess, sit in it kind of mentality.
Okay, yeah, because the first part of that, is, I could see from just the angle of like it then gets rid of the guaranteed contract completely, then we don't have 100% guaranteed deals. But the reality is that Dak yesterday signed, what, a 97% guaranteed contract?
Yeah.
This can't all fall at the feet of the Browns.
Yeah.
Now, the other part of that, I do think there is something to the idea that, Roger Goodell and company would say, yeah, major mess, isn't it? For sure.
So I don't think it's I don't even think Goodell is like that. I think it's totally the other owners. I think it is no coincidence to me that you still hear.
I think Adele works for the other owners, and so that's just the reality of it.
I think my point is, if the other owners said, "Hey, we have no problem with this," Roger would have no problem with it. I just think that, I mean, that's what Amichiel does in this case. So I think it's more about the other owners, but I think it's very interesting that you continue to hear people say, the NFL owner's still not a fan of the Haslams doing that. Because there's two ways. One, you could literally just let them out of the contract. The other is you could absolve them of this salary cap shenanigans with this.
Sure.
And I think that's where it's tough for me to believe, especially because the Browns the last 3 years have kicked the can down and restructured his contract and given Deshaun, I want to say it's something like 120 of the $230 million guaranteed.
I mean, and Deshaun would have no legal recourse of this, right? If it voids the contract, it voids the contract, and he wouldn't be able to sue the NFL in return. I mean, I guess you can sue anybody for anything.
I would imagine, and this is conjecture now for me, I would imagine it's part of his contract because it's... I guarantee you that there were clauses in his contract about...
I'm trying to get to the bottom of what is the best for the NFL. If you think about it from that perspective, what is the easiest and what is the best thing for the NFL? Is that having Deshaun Watson go away? Is that having Deshaun Watson never play football again? Because right now, I don't know that the Haslams would raise some massive stink if this is what this ended up being. They might tell you publicly that they'd be mad about that being the outcome. I don't know that they raise some sort of massive stink that they no longer have to employ Deshaun Watson. So I don't know that the Browns would be maddest team ever.
I want to get to that in a moment. I think what's interesting
is... A week ago, they would be.
Because we're just assuming, all right, if there's language in the contract, the Browns exercise that language scot-free. I don't know we should assume that. That's more what I'm pointing out. And what I think is interesting is, if you're in the NFL, what's better? That the Browns get out of this with no penalty, or you come down hard on hit Deshaun with another suspension... And the Browns have to sit there and deal with still paying it, but basically the money goes to the league themselves.
Because another suspension is just, that's the end of Deshaun. Can we agree on that?
I think that's fair. I don't know how you can get 11 games for the first.
I mean, that's it. You're not running this thing back next year at all. Like, that's it. You just got to understand he's either your backup quarterback or whatever you do when he comes back is, that's it.
And when you start to say that sexual assault occurred and... bordering on what some might consider rape, I don't know how you come back from this. If the league looks into this and finds probable cause, or if this escalates to the point where more details come out or more women come out that again follow this specific line, I think the weird thing is when it comes to owners, you just don't know. Because there might be what the Haslams want to do in this, what the Browns want to do, and then there's, again, and these are, we need to say this 100 times, these are just allegations. This is a lawsuit. This is a civil lawsuit, by the way.
Oh, it is
a
civil.
These are not legal charges. Yeah, I went through, and it basically says civil like 5 times.
And so when it's civil, there's money involved.
So so that's one side of things. I think the other thing that I found myself asking is, how motivated would the Browns be to void the Deshaun Watson deal, if in fact that language is in his contract, which I think has been confirmed, but I don't know off the top of my head.
I think that answer 2 days ago might be different than the answer today.
Oh, I don't know. If you were already negative about where this thing was or unsure about Deshaun now that you've had him in the building for 2 years, I mean, even if he had a great game on Sunday, I don't know, all of a sudden you're changing your mind on that.
I think seeing him yesterday mattered in a big way.
Why is that? As opposed to the two previous years.
I mean, listen, I'm going to stick up for Deshaun in some respect, which is the worst time in the world to stick up for Deshaun, obviously, as we're going down this road with the new case and everything. I think Deshaun has been bad in week ones the entire time we've seen him be a player. I think there's hope that he could turn this thing around. But yesterday was as bad as it gets for Deshaun. If you have a get-out-of-jail-free card of sorts, and you just get to get out of the Deshaun Watson contract free, scot-free and everything, I think the Browns would exercise that. I think they would. I think it's been a big headache. I think it's been awful for them, all things considered. I don't know that they have as much belief that Deshaun is going to turn it around as maybe they did, let's say, even a few weeks ago.
I think, well, and here's the thing. The shoulder surgery might also give them additional thought to
for
this,
sure.
If you've watched him throw and you don't think he's going to come back from it, and this is a convenient out.
That's got to be a part of it. Big part of it, right?
I don't think it's as simple as you said, though. And that because it's not just how does this look around the league. It's not just how much
of this.
That's
not what I'm saying. I'm saying how it looks to the Browns.
I'm saying how does it look in that locker room. And again, this is a general statement.
Because you think, in your opinion, do you think it looks like they're giving up on the season then? Because if you don't have Deshaun, many respects you are, because you're going with Jameis at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I think
there's a lot of people that have their careers on the line every single year, but like Myles Garrett's getting up there in age. Nick Chubb's getting up there in age.
It's not just how do those players feel about what this does to wins and losses. I would also imagine part of it is this going to are guys going to feel like this is a shot below the belt from the Cleveland Browns? You can't tell me just voiding a contract, no matter what the allegations are, no matter what the lawsuit says, you can't tell me that there aren't going to be players loyal to Deshaun, friends with Deshaun in that locker room, that if they see the Browns do that with one fell swoop, like, I don't think it's just as simple as, ooh, easy, as you mentioned, get out of jail free card. There could be some real ramifications in that locker room. It's not like everybody in that locker room would want Deshaun cut on a drop of a hat.
Right, but if the season is gone anyway, if you take Deshaun out of the equation and the season's gone anyway, why does that matter?
Because they're people. They have personal relationships.
Yeah, it's a football team though. They're about the wins and losses. I don't know. I just don't know that they. I don't know that they care about the players' feelings as much as you think they do.
No.
In this equation, you get a chance to get out of Deshaun, but instead they're going to worry about upsetting random players' feelings. I don't know about that.
I don't think it's random players. It could be your most important players.
We don't know what players it is, though. We're just assigning it to random players.
But they do. So if it's Amari, or if it's Njoku, or if it's any of your important players, you do have to figure out.
Because they really cared about Amari's feelings this last offseason.
This is totally different.
You threw Amari in the mix, and they haven't cared about Amari at all.
But this will be if you were to do this, and again, all of this is if. Yeah. All of this is going by the letter of the law, what Charles Robinson said, what Mike Florio has written. But I think there are a lot of optics with this you have to consider.
I think the whole thing is a disaster.
No, you and I are in complete agreement that the whole thing...
Can we meet in the middle and this all being a big disaster?
But
I don't know.
I don't think this is an accounting issue. I think this is a human issue. And it is... I know the Browns organization has become night and day from where they were when we had John Dorsey and Freddie Kitchens and Hugh Jackson. I know that we have adults in the room now, to use their own words from the Baker Report. I don't know how this doesn't feel like a giant landmine, you know, like a giant sea of landmines if you're the Cleveland Browns, if you even open this. Because honestly, you even just call the league office, hey, can we do this? No. If anybody in that league office leaks that, now you still have a guy in your locker room that is going to find out about that. Nothing about that makes me feel good, even if people can look at this and go, well, we don't have to deal with the contract anymore.
If this is as big as we're playing it out to be, and it's got the potential to be as big as we're talking about it right now, are you surprised we haven't heard from anyone around the Browns yet?
No. No, I guarantee
What kind of time do we have on this?
Well,
Wednesday. We're going to get something within the hour? We're going to get something within a couple days? If it's got this urgency... I am curious how fast we hear something from someone.
Wait, on the contract or on the situation in general?
No, on the situation in general.
In the situation in general, I would imagine that they're going to wait until they absolutely have to make a statement. Because this is, speaking of no-win situations, I mean, we're aware, what can you do beyond the basic, which is we're aware of the details and we're trusting the proper authorities. We've been in concert with the NFL, but as of right now, we don't have it. Like, what can you say beyond that?
No, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. I don't know if the NFL should be saying something. I don't know. Even though it feels like we're talking about things that we've talked about with Deshaun before, there's a lot of new here. There's a lot of different in this case.
Doug, very sardonically saying, hey, Nick Wilson, and Nick Wilson says, thank you. Saying a civil lawsuit is still a legal action and comes with legally binding outcomes. It is not, however, a criminal action. Well, if I clumsily stated that, then allow Doug's news there to be the interpretation to be the correct one.
Okay.
As we both said, I did not pass. But no, I mean, I think those two points are the most interesting things about all the hypotheticals about if the NFL treats this differently, because that becomes a very slippery slope for the league and for Deshaun. Well, for the league, Deshaun, and the Browns. Because I think people who are anti-Deshaun or frustrated with the state of the Browns or embarrassed that this trade ever happened,
yeah,
I think they look at this like the dangling carrot of finally we can get out of this. I don't think it's that simple.
I think the past 24 hours have been just a kick to the groin, all-encompassing a kick to the groin. Like you know, it's one hit after the other, it feels like.
I think so, but I think people immediately went, so we can cut him tomorrow?
It doesn't feel like that's going to happen.
Well, and here's the thing. It's not. I would be shocked.
I would be shocked too.
Shocked actually isn't even a strong enough word. I think my point is it took you months to get into the situation and to have that situation play out on your time. I would imagine it's going to take months for this thing to play out. So this idea of the scot-free thing.
Well, you'll probably have an answer on whether or not you think Deshaun Watson's your future quarterback by the time we have a resolution on this anyway. Is that fair?
Yeah, unless he goes in the commissioner exempts list.
Right, which, again, we put out there is a possibility. Of course, it's a possibility. But I just think from, again, and this is a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo and everything in between. I think
which
just the,
neither of us are.
No, we're not qualified. We don't know what the hell we're talking about when it comes to that stuff. I think I want to tell you how I feel about it right now. I feel like he played a bad game yesterday. I'm going to try to defend that a little bit, obviously. But then you fast forward 24 hours, and now we have a lawsuit on our hands that didn't exist 24 hours prior. And it's just like the hits just keep on coming. Like, we're just never going to get out of this, it feels like.
So, I think that brings us to the point that I think everybody is. And I understand the rush to judgment when it comes to the trade itself. I don't know why some people, not in Cleveland, some national people, chose today to have that conversation. So, obviously, we've had the latest on the latest lawsuit against Deshaun Watson. But I promise you that I thought of this topic before that news came out.
only because the rundown can prove that you did think that. We can go with it.
You can't proclaim the Deshaun contract, the Deshaun trade, to be the worst trade ever until the thing's over, right? Until he's done playing in Cleveland, or until at least this first contract's over, or they cut him, right?
I agree with that.
Because it was low hanging fruit today. When CBS Sports had a take on it, and all they did was reiterate how bad Deshaun was yesterday and what the Browns gave up for him, which, by the way, if this trade had not gone well, you wouldn't give Houston credit. Like, if Will Anderson had been taken with that pick.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move, you don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The third pick, which came from the Browns' 13th pick with a couple other picks, a future first.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Anderson had been bub kiss, this would not have been a thing. But because they drafted Will Anderson, who as of right now is the only really good football player from the Deshaun trade, we're not really talking about this. I digress. I think it's low-hanging fruit. I think it is the most disingenuous conversation.
It's just easy to say. That's what it is. It's easy to say. The part that bothers me, and you tell me if it bothers you as well, I hate that people act like we were the only people trying to get Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same thing.
It was a competition of one, and we were just the only idiots that went out there and bought the lemon car. Not Lemon Law Lane, the lemon car, though. It's like, no. A lot of people wanted Deshaun Watson. 13 teams were in. We were down to a final four. We were devastated when it was not going to be us. And I don't know. I hate that rewriting of history.
Well, and what I think bugs me about that rewriting of history that you're pointing to is it's been going down. This is what the thing's been. When the Browns won, quote-unquote, the sweepstakes for Deshaun, immediately it was the vilification of only the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
And by the way, I have no problem if you vilify the Cleveland Browns for this. But trying to act as if, oh, this lonely franchise mm-hmm. came out here and did this, when, by the way, a lot of the people making the jokes would have said, you know, Super Bowl, Super Falcons, or whatever the hell it is in Atlanta.
I think that's what they do.
If Atlanta had made that trade, do the dirty bird.
That's how you got to end it.
I guess in Atlanta, it's more,
No.
I guess Cleveland, we haven't. I can't really take a shot of Atlanta. They've been to more Super Bowls than the Browns have. It's going to work that one back there. But no. Like, I think
people act like it was a. If the Browns didn't give him that deal, Deshaun Watson was selling cars.
Yeah.
And it's just not reality.
Yeah, or Deshaun Watson.
Out of the league, selling insurance, not being a part of football at all. Like, it's not reality.
He would have been on the Fox call yesterday instead of Tom Brady.
I like that I make him selling cars and insurance, and then you give him a Fox broadcasting gig.
Like the Russell Wilson trade. Okay, that one's over. The Denver Broncos have a $90 million dead cap hit this year.
And that's the one that people, it's kind of feels like it's neck and neck between the two of those, right? By the way, both deals got done within 2 days of each other, which is kind of amazing as well.
Also, by the way.
What an offseason that was.
Have we forgot?
Rodgers available, Wilson available, Watson available, and see how all three have kind of, you know, not worked out to this point. Although Rodgers might rewrite that starting tonight.
I was on Dan McDowell, Cleveland's own show, at the Brothers Lounge here in town on Friday. And they immediately went to worst trade ever. And I was like, you guys are from Dallas. I know you might not have been in Dallas when the Herschel Walker trade happened.
I knew you were going there.
The Herschel trade is the single worst trade in history. The bulk
so
of that.
So many years ago, though.
So it negates how poor that trade was?
Yeah, I kind of feel like, I know we shouldn't put these type of qualifiers on it, but I almost feel like we should put the, like, in high def television only conversation of this.
If it hasn't happened in the last 30 years, it can't be the worst ever.
I feel
ever.
Like, yeah, we're going to have to start, in our sports world, we're going to have to start chopping some timelines on this.
That's a very convenient thing that you said in the sports world.
In the sports world, yeah. Exactly. That's what we traffic in.
Yeah, we're
2000 on. I think we have to do some re-litigating here.
We're not talking about in, like, U.S. history, in World War history.
I'm not a history guy. You're the history guy. I'm not a history guy.
Yeah, clearly, because you want to let the...
If I take things to only the high-def era in history, I got no history.
Well, okay. But it is how most people think. Just while we're at it, we really only have the recent history perspective.
You keep trying to sell Herschel Walker to people max age.
You mean the trade that led to multiple titles for Dallas?
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it happened so many years ago. I don't think that's a discussion. I think you want to have a modern, within the turn of the century conversation.
So then,
as we're living in some of the same rules that apply now, The sport is completely different than what it was
so
back then.
So with that being said, it's not the worst
trade.
You have
a better understanding of what those deals look like today relative to what they looked like previously.
So what you're saying is it's not the worst trade in NFL history. It's the worst trade in recent NFL history.
I think that's what we have to start. We have to start the conversation from since 2000 on, since the turn, call it for what it is. Just say 2000 on.
Why can't we say the Marshall Faulk
trade? It sounds better to say worst in sports history. It sounds better.
I think I said it differently than you said it.
Well, I did like a pause on it almost, and then I got really low and I whispered history.
There was some stranger danger to the way you said it. I feel like mine was very normal in the way that I said
some
it.
Some stranger danger?
Yeah, just a little bit. why not the Marshall Faulk trade, by the way? That's in the high def era. That's 2000.
I do like a high def era trade. We've established.
Okay, it's 1999.
What were the details? What were the details of the Faulk trade?
Faulk for a second and fifth round pick.
Not enough picks involved.
Marshall Faulk went on
Russell
to be.
Russell Wilson was two firsts, two seconds, multiple thirds. Deshaun with six total picks, three first round picks involved.
What about the Ricky Williams trade down? Same year, within 2 months of each other. That was multiple firsts and the entire Saints 1999 draft class.
It was worth it for the Ditka cover on Sports Illustrated alone.
That's bad. No, don't do that. No outs.
Who was
no
wearing the wedding
outs.
Dress there? Who was wearing the wedding dress there? I don't
you
know.
Think, you think know, Mike? You know, Mike was going to wear Iron Mike was going to wear the wedding dress.
I mean,
on
I'm
that
just
one?
I'm just, we're just let's just talk history.
See, now you're going. You want to go world history? Because I can go
it's
back.
Called,
to that.
It's called ESPN Classic. We have a whole channel for it.
But my point is. Why not the Ricky Williams deal? Because, again, these deals have been consummated.
That was the entire draft picks that they had. A whole year's worth of draft picks
so
that they had.
So now this is too many draft picks?
No.
Do you understand what I'm going through here?
I'm just talking it through. I think it's so easy just to put Russ versus Deshaun, though. Isn't that just the easiest thing? As of right now today, what do you think is the worst trade? And I know you want to do this thing where Deshaun is to completion, and I like to do that as well. But if you had to answer it right now, please. If you had to answer it right now... Russ or Deshaun, which one do you think was worse?
Russ. It was over and done with in 2 years. Now, this thing could be over and done with in 3 years, but there's still reason to believe. There's no reason.
Well, that's it. We're holding on to the hope of it all, and I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
But not just that. It's not just hope. Until the NFL swings down from on high and lets the Browns negate this, until this thing plays out to whatever far-fetched fantasy, which is what it is today, maybe not 3 months from now, and whatever far-fetched fantasy some Browns fans want, until then, Deshaun is here until proven otherwise. So I don't know that it's as much as hope as long as he's under contract and as long as he's playing for the Browns, well... There's going to be a possibility. I don't know that that's hope as much as he'll be on the roster. Because I don't know how likely it is. If he doesn't do it this year, I don't know he ever will.
But yeah, I agree with that. I think if he doesn't do it this year, he's done. That's it. As far as the Browns are concerned. He might be a very expensive backup quarterback if it comes down to that, but I don't know that they'd keep him on the roster at that point either. That'll be a point of contention we'll debate somewhere down the line.
I refuse to believe they're going to do a $126 million dead cap hat next year.
Do you buy into the people that want to say that maybe the money faucet with the Haslams got turned on because they didn't want to be embarrassed across the NFL for giving Deshaun that much money and then not opening up the pocketbooks? And so in a roundabout way... Even though it's not Deshaun directly getting them to the postseason last year, because Deshaun was here, they had to go ahead and push it?
No. I think the Haslams, one of the best things they've ever done is that they've continued to spend money here. Now, we do have this, Ian Rappaport, saying, Kadarius Toney signing with the Browns.
What a day.
All right,
bye-bye, David Bell.
I got to say.
What a day.
Keith set me up to fail.
What a day. You thought it was going to be the Watson thing, right?
I'm going to Rappaport here sweating what I'm going to read about Deshaun Watson.
Had to be a Watson thing.
And it's
and you're still not sweating?
No, because they're going to cut this dude when he loafs it in a week or 2 weeks like he's done every other place he's been.
That's a two-time Super Bowl champ right there.
You know what, though? They needed a guy who got run off a championship team. That's the one thing they didn't have. Kadarius Toney is a Cleveland Brown.
We do have Juan Thornhill.
What a day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.